Sam!
Hello? Huh?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys! Hey! I'm actually calling. Am I, like, being recorded right now? Is this, like, actually, like, a live situation?
This is a live situation, man.
Wow. All right.
Everything
well,
that's happening now is happening now.
It's happening right now as we speak. There are things happening, and that includes us speaking with each other in this instance.
Yes, and people are listening to it and judging you. They're
perfect.
Judging you.
I love being judged.
So this second nature, is there a release date on that bad boy yet?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No, God. You know, like, it's an independent film.
So it's just going to be out there one day. Somebody's going to be scrolling through their on-demands, and they're going to say, oh, that, shit, I remember that. They talked about that.
The amazing thing about this motion picture, though, is that it's actually completed from the sounds of it. Mike, do you remember when we spoke to Connor Rickman and Whit Hertford about the Wilderness movie a couple of years ago?
Yeah, we talked about it like a couple of years ago,
that
and then it just like dropped
exist.
Like 2 years later. No, they made it into a short, I think.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, we jumped the gun on that one a bit, Sam. But this movie is done.
Well, no, we shot the whole film.
It's like a whole movie. It's not going to be a short in 2 years.
No, I hope not. No. We're at the Napa Valley Film Festival this coming weekend is when it's supposed to premiere.
Oh.
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Oh no, Sam, you're going to miss it?
Well, I'm going to miss. I think I might. It, you know,
isn't
the
that wine
is,
country?
Is
I wouldn't miss which, that.
And I love wine. I'd love to be able to tell work, hey guys, listen, I have this niche little film up at this random thing, and I gotta go.
But, and that's really besides the point, because they have a lot of wine. That's what I'm going
yeah.
for.
So Travis, yeah. I start watching the trailer to Sam's new film, Second Nature, which will be available
yes,
soon on demand. And I start thinking, is this one of them body-swapping movies? Like, is Sam going to be a gal and the gal's going to be a guy?
I do not trade genitalia.
Yeah.
I only trade a world. We swap, like, Colette Wolfe, who is, she's really brilliant. Like, she's an amazing actress. And I both wish for the world to see the perspective of the other sex.
Ooh.
And our wish comes true. And so we kind of experience things like I experience what the world will feel like as a woman and her as a man. And it's kind of an eye opening experience for both of us.
Sam, can I ask you a question? Do
yeah.
you learn a valuable lesson by the end of that motion picture?
You know, it's funny. I don't know that I do.
Excellent.
By the time I return to my manhood, I believe he's relatively relieved. I think he learns to respect women. And I think that's a really important thing. Obviously, because I have a tremendous amount of respect for women. I'm a married man. I've been married for a really long time. And I have an amazing human being who is my partner, who I think is not only a more intelligent person, just a better person than I am.
Sam, she's sitting right next to you right now, right?
She's not even home yet. I'm sitting alone right now. I could be lying to you, but I'm not. I mean what I say, and I'm a bit of a feminist, if I do say so myself.
Do you have children with this partner of yours, Sam?
I have a couple of them. Yeah.
Did you dress up for Halloween with your children to take them trick or treating this year?
You know, I'm a lazy Halloween guy. I have one outfit that I put on every year.
Is it David Pumpkins?
They just seem to like it. It's David Pumpkin.
If you go out and you spend the money on like one really great Halloween costume, you can just keep wearing it every year. There was a guy in my neighborhood when I was a kid who dressed up like a gorilla and rode around on a bicycle every year. It was the guy on the bike in the gorilla suit. And I mean, he was fine.
But there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Because then you're the guy, you're the gorilla bike, you're the gorilla bicyclist.
So, I mean, you can have variety every year, and you can buy the same shitty $30 Halloween costume and go with something different every year. Or you can buy one really great Halloween costume and just make an investment to always be awesome.
Yeah. My feeling is, in all seriousness, like, I actually mean this, like, I dress up for work. Like, I really do. Like, that's what I do. Like, I played a werewolf. For 4 years. I'm all set.
Being human.
I'm fucking all set dressing up. Like, I do not have any, and even before that, like, I was a caveman. I've done such random shit in my career. Like, I am all set with dressing up.
Were you on the sitcom that they made out of the Geico commercial?
I sure was.
You were on Caveman with Nick Kroll?
He's one of my good buddies. That was a show I was on.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Why didn't that work, Sam? Why didn't the caveman show work?
You know what's funny? What's funny is I think it actually kind of did. It was really good. It was really funny. We got sidelined by the writer's strike. When it happened, and when that happened, we got canceled. So we made 12 of them, and they only aired 6 of them. I don't think we did great in the rating.
Is that one of those shows that we're going to find in like 10 years? It's going to be like a cult thing?
No, I don't think so. You can find it online. I was showing my son is 7, and like I was showing him some of the stuff. I'm completely unrecognizable, which is kind of an amazing thing. But it was a truly unique experience. I feel, between that and being a werewolf for 4 years, I feel like, there's like a campaign to keep my face, my actual face off of like a camera. Like people like me as an actor, but they don't want to see my face. Hey, real quick, you guys, this is a we're doing a podcast right now, right? Is that what this is? It's a podcast, a blog, right?
Well, podcast. It can be both of those things.
It's an online situation, is it not?
It's an online situation,
Sam,
yes.
Sam, we don't like to label ourselves.
I'm taking the piss out of you guys because I had to explain to my wife that I was doing an interview tonight for a website called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. I'm sorry, but that's what you guys are, right? Like,
Yes, we are. But we don't tell people that. That's a secret. That's how we lure the stars, Sam.
You lured me right to your website, and it was a pretty quick discovery. I found out real fast, guys.
You are the exception to the
shit job keeping it.
You are the exception to the rule because usually when people find out that it's the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, they say they're busy.
Yeah, I almost did.
Guys, I was in Sully a couple of months ago, and now I'm on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
I'm making dinner for my children. In all seriousness, I have to go because I have to feed my kids homemade chicken fingers that I made in like 5 minutes.
Let me ask you that.
And it's late.
I have a big, big question. Now, as an accomplished actor of stage and screen, if you had the opportunity to recast the roles in the John Woo masterpiece Face Off, originally held by John Travolta and Nick Cage, who would you cast?
That's a huge question. That's a question that you email me like a week before.
All right, well, email
honestly,
after the show.
How dare you even ask me that?
Just on the spot.
You're going to make me look like an idiot.
No, there's no wrong answers, Sam, except...
Let me think about this. Do I want to see... The question is, who do I want to see pretend to be someone else, right?
Do they really pretend to be anybody?
Oh, yeah, John Travolta completely changes when he...
No, he doesn't.
Does.
He just plays his villain guy.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Let me think. Dude, you've stumped me.
I think my choice... Mike, wasn't my choice Fassbender and Sam Rockwell, I believe?
I thought Sam Rockwell was a good pick. I don't know about Fassbender.
Well, listen, they're fantastic actors, but if you want to, like, really go for it, you want to, like, pick somebody that's... Like, how about Nick Nolte and...
Gary Busey?
And Gary Busey. Like, let's have them... And by the way, thank you for finishing my sentence, because that is exactly where I was going with that. No, but really, like, wouldn't that be good? Like, that would be amazing. Who wouldn't sign up for that?
Nick Nolte and Gary Busey?
Instant gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instant gold.
But I don't think for the right reason, though.
Do you think you could get them on set at the same time, though? Wouldn't one of them be having a meltdown?
Only if you paid them in a wheelbarrow full of dicks. Jerk.
No, that's a soundbite, Mike. We're going to be pulling that for bumpers.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
you're welcome.
Sam, my favorite part of the trailer, for getting back to this movie, this Second Nature movie, I didn't realize that I think you guys, something that probably a lot of people know, but I didn't until I really thought about it after I saw the trailer. You know the Hooters logo? Napier.
Yeah.
It's a set of boobs in the Hooter eyes.
Yes.
Of course.
But when they go through the swippy swap thing, there was a place called Peckers. And the woodpecker guy had like a dick and balls for a face.
That's his face.
He had like a hairy balls for like jowls.
It makes me sad that a place like that I can't visit.
It was a place called Peckers.
You know why? Because it's integrity, and it's just smart humor.
It is. That's good stuff, Sam.
That's just smart. Let's be honest.
Did somebody get to keep the sign for that place, or was it CGI?
I did.
You kept it? You got the Peckers logo out in your garage?
It's in my bedroom, above my headboard, and every night when I walk into the bedroom with my wife, I lead her into the bedroom and I point at the sign and I say, never forget.
Nudge, nudge.
And I, no. And then we quietly go to sleep.
Under the neon light of the Peckers logo.
You slumber. Very quiet and very oppressed relationship. we have. It's a whole thing, but it works. But it works for us. You know what I mean? Like I'm like, listen, that's it, and then we go to bed.
Sam,
I don't even brush my teeth.
When this film comes out, we're gonna make sure that everybody knows about it. We're gonna say, hey, you guys remember that movie we talked about? It's out, so go get it.
Sure.
And then everybody's just going to be so damn excited that we did this.
Oh, everyone's going to be so pumped about Second Nature.
Second Nature coming soon, guys.
I want Peckers t-shirts.
Yeah, and we're gonna get Peckers t-shirts made. I'm sure they're not going to have merchandise. We're going to make them ourselves. Really?
We got to get it.
We're all going to get our own Peckers t-shirt. I hope they make it in like a tank top.
Mike, you have a contact. Get a hold of the production company. There's probably
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody will hook you up. I think it is a tank top, and you're going to love it.
Sam, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for calling in, even though you found out our dirty secret.
it's really easy to find out, guys. Once again, you're not shrouding the secret very carefully.
We are on the internet. We are a Google search away.
And guess what I did? I Google searched you. I did that exact thing. So bravo. You now have a website as adult men called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
That's right. We're in our 30s, Sam.
I hear you, man. And you know what? I'm just as childish as you are. So I appreciate it. It's actually the reason I decided to do the interview. So bravo. Tip of the hat.
You enjoy those chicken fingers, man.
I will.
Take care.
Pray that my kids eat them.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, guys.
You cut him off?
I fucked that up, Travis. I'm sorry.
You should buy it.
You can cut him off.
Thought we were done.
You should buy a mouse.
You gotta wait a beat.
Wait a beat?
Yeah, wait a beat before you press
the... I don't wait beats. We got a show to do.
Shit.
Billy D and the Hoodoos coming up.
You don't even have a mouse. You have a trackpad on your laptop. Buy a mouse, for God's sake.
Buy a mouse? What is a mouse going to do? I clicked the button because it was time to be done.
Maybe you would have waited a moment.
We talked to Sam Huntington. He's got to go make chicken fingers for his kids.
And you could have been nicer.
Sam Huntington, and one of the first things that pop up is Sam Huntington's wife. She does look like a better person than him.
Travis, that's so creepy. Travis, you Googled his wife while we were talking to him on the podcast?
No, it was after you hung up on him too quick.
That's so creepy, Travis. You wait until tomorrow to Google his wife.
Cut this out.
Oh.
Cut the part out where you hung up on him too quick.
Oh, that's so gross that you Googled his wife.
I Googled him, and his wife is the first thing to pop up.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
She's pretty sexy.